Freedom, what's going
Yo,
on, homie? What up, man?
what's up, bro? What's going on,
Not
man?
much, not much. It's a long week. Not gonna lie, this Nipsey thing is
Yeah, I was gonna
still.
say it's been a painful week. Listen, like this is the second podcast I'm starting off with. I had to pour up a little something for myself because this really still does hurt.
No, I mean, it's. Yeah, no, this one, I mean, and that's what kind of pretty much everybody who's spoke on it has said. It's like this one has been like one where it's like it hurts a little different. Like this ain't like no sting and then like, all right, cool, a couple days later go away. This
Nah,
one is
this is
like, yeah.
so where do I start? All right,
First of all, hold on, before we go, yeah, we're gonna welcome the listeners.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad that y'all came in, listened to us for another week. Two friends talking, Steph and Free here. Just giving it up to you. But yeah, welcome and go ahead, Free. Do your thing.
All right, so where to start? Lauren Linden finally made her statement, which brought some tears to my eyes. After that, it just everybody just kept pouring on from it. They had a huge rally in LA, just to name some of the gangs that were affiliated with this meeting. 60s, where Nipsey was affiliated with some Hoovas, some Pyrus, Bloods, Crips, just bounty hunters, everyone in LA, every gang that could show up did show up for this man. Peace treaty, no, to even if it doesn't last longer than a week, man, to have it happen for a day, 24 hours of nothing going on with all these gangs to meet up, man, it was incredible enough as it was. Knowing the kind of person he was and listening to him, watching so many interviews, listening, loving his music and loving this man as a person. He's just a great person. If it took for his death to for this kind of thing to happen, he's okay. He's happy with it. So he was definitely smiling with that. I was happy to see it. It was just it was that was something great to see. It was very positive.
Yeah, no, I mean that's what I think Snoop put it on his thing. Like he put up the video, one of the videos of just a bunch of, everybody just doing like the walk from wherever they was to in front of Marathon, and he was like, "Yo, you did it." He was like, "Yo, you like you really are the king of LA. Like you united all of these gangs in a way that like nobody thought possible." And which just speaks that alone just speaks on what he really meant. To like that whole that cult that part of that gang culture and that just street culture and what he was trying to do and what he already done and what just his legacy and like it's like really gonna live forever because like that's not something that you just see every day like and I mean I don't know like I'm not like I'm further far I'm not on we on the East Coast and I'm not heavily into like the whole gang culture or whatever to know how real it still is like from like. Back in the days where it was just like Bloods and Crips and it was just like stupid, bad, bad. But to just know, I'm sure gang culture is still gang culture to a certain degree. And for him to be able to like, and unfortunately in his death, but it was because of the life he lived that he was in his death, he was able to bring out so many people to just come out and support and just, show respect. So
Yeah, I
no.
mean, I don't ever recall, and this is not to slight anybody who's passed away, anybody really. I don't recall any death being this impactful. I mean, when John Lennon passed, they had like there was a 20 minutes of silence in New York. The whole radio, like they shut down all radio stations. It was 20 minutes of silence for rest in peace for John Lennon. Which is great. That was very impactful as well. But this is a whole different level. This is people who stab, shoot, kill, rob each other for a block, for the name of a block, and to have all these people meet up and they throwing their sets up. They're taking pictures together, and it's all they got. They got their own colors on. They got their they got everything. They're complete repping a set, and they hugging each other, and it was just beautiful, man. It was a great sight to see. I don't think a death could be this impactful. I never thought I could see this happen, so it was great to see it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I mean, that's when, like the, I guess, the silver lining, or just like, because like the, it's just kind of like what he was able. Of course, you never, of course, you want people to be here forever. You never want them to go, but, it's the idea that, God has a bigger plan and all that stuff. And it's like, with him being alive, that would probably would not have happened. Not to say that it wouldn't have happened, but to like this degree where it was just like everybody pretty much was just like, nah, screw whatever our issues is at this moment, because this man represented so much. So yeah, no, nah, I mean, yeah, I mean, but as far as like, yeah, I didn't, I mean, like I saw the Lauren Lunges post, and of course it was just like, you just felt it, like the,
Hell
it
yeah.
was like you like could almost envision yourself seeing her trying to type that out and just express that. And it's like we all felt it. It's just like, it's tough. And
His,
understand.
did you see the letter from his bodyguard?
Yeah, I saw his body. His
Oh
body. I
man, that
felt
broke
that.
me.
That one broke me too. That
That
one
hurt,
hurt.
yeah.
Cause I'm.
That
He was just
hurt.
like, yeah. Like that's the. That's what he was just like, yo. I would have. I wish I was there.
The
Like
statement alone that he said that really broke me, because like this is something that, like, like, because we're guys, guys can be like, you could jokingly be like type gay, type, which you can make these gay kind of jokes and everything, but like when you're a man, you can't be soft. You can't, like, especially when you're around a group of dudes, you can't be any kind of, keep your face, keep your body straight, everything. And for one man to tell another man we were supposed to grow old together, that sent chills through my body. Like, you would never hear a man tell another man, yo, we're supposed to grow old together, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's supposed to be me and you. Like, of course you got your wife and kids, but it's, we're supposed to grow old together, man. And I'm not supposed to lose you this way. And that hurt so bad. That hurt. It was
Yeah,
real.
no, I mean, it was just like a, just hearing people. Just hearing, as people come, Lauren London and the bodyguard, and you just hear people talk about, even it's like, just wishing they was there, just him as a person, and just the kind of man he was, and how much he's gonna be missed. Now it's definitely tough, and I mean, I feel like it's gonna be tough. These next couple of weeks are gonna be tough because, I mean, they just recently announced that the his funeral is gonna be Thursday in Staples Center.
That's real. Yo, Staples Center, bro.
Yeah, I
That's,
mean,
can we get,
the
yo,
last person that had
Staples
their funeral
Center.
at Staples Center was Michael Jackson. So,
Staples Center, man. We talking Staples Center. That's,
and it's gonna be packed. Like, I honestly, like, it's like, and it's gonna be packed, and outside of Staples Center, it's gonna be packed. It's gonna be insane just because of the way.
if I had the means to take a flight, man, I would for sure be there.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people that once they saw that was already making
Booking
arrangements to
tickets,
get out there. Yeah. No, nah, I mean, he's worth that a lot, and much more. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just a, it's still, it's kind of still a little eerie, still a little heavy. And I mean, it's just because there's gonna be so much. It's gonna be like a, that's why I said it's gonna be like that for the next couple of weeks, because as news develops, every news outlet on social is gonna post about it, and then once the funeral happens, it's gonna be clips and it's gonna be pictures, and it's gonna linger for a few days. And then after that, once we finally get over where we don't necessarily see it every day, then it's just gonna be like the thought of like what you've just been seeing for us. So it's gonna linger. But I mean, all in all, I just hope, like, it's already tough, so I just hope as good as it could go, just because it is gonna be such an event. And not like it's not gonna be, and that's the family wanted that. Like they could have easily had it like a private joint and done it, but they wanted, he was a man of the people, so they wanted the people to, be able to pay their respects. So I respect that,
Definitely.
and I'm sure that can't be easy, because you just got people that might just show up just to act stupid and do dumb things, or just
But those
so I
people, it's funny, because those people are going to be like the very, that 1% of idiots. And all the gangs that showed up for him already to march for him will quickly take care of that. And they're gonna, that's gonna be, those are gonna be your bodyguards. They're gonna be keeping their eyes on everything. They're gonna be watching everybody, every movement.
I just, yeah, my thing is
I
just
mean,
like, I
I don't
just
think
don't
anybody's
want
gonna
it
be
to
that
be
stupid.
like, yeah, no, I just don't want it. I don't want it because, like, even at the, what was that, like, the day after he died, and then, like, people were coming out, and then, like, there was, like, shootings, like, more shootings there. Nobody died, thank God, but, like, people got hurt, and then it's just like, you know, it's just like,
Yeah.
sometimes there's people just, you know, emotions be running high. People just do just crazy stuff, or somebody say something stupid, and emotions is on high, and then it just goes back and forth, and it just become a thing. And I don't want to
Yeah.
just while we talking about that, I don't want to spend too much time on it. But did you see? You saw what was going on with Kodak, with what he said.
Listen,
I don't want to give him too much
Kodak,
attention, but like.
we gonna skip right through him quick, but he's on a hard pause right now. I'm not giving him no type of energy. We skipping right through Kodak. Let's just say it like that. I'm not gonna mention what he said. I'm not gonna say nothing about it. We gonna skip right through him. He not
But
even.
yeah, but I appreciate, like real quick, like after he said it real quick, T.I., Game,
Yeah.
there's a couple other people that was just like, put him like, yo, like real quick, it's like, nah, bro, this ain't right, this ain't the time, like you about to things about to get real bad for you real quick. But yeah, I just like that's it. And that's the kind of stuff where it's just like people would just use that moment to try to create their own moment, and
Yeah.
it'll just not go well.
I've had so many people text me talking about, like, people were like, oh, yo, you look just like Nipsey. I'm like, oh God, here we go. I look like Nipsey, Texas now. I'm like, stop, please leave me alone.
I mean, I've been telling you that for the longest, but
Yeah, I know, you've been telling me that for years. It's funny getting those texts now, because, like, at this point, I've been calling him, like, the past week. I've been like, yo, they killed my big brother, yo. That's what I keep calling him, big brother, at this point. Because I'm so, like, even a friend of mine texted me. She was like, yo, my baby dad hit me up saying that you look just like Nipsey. I'm like, damn right I do. They killed big brother, man. I'm hurting still. I don't want to talk about it. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, that was the end of that conversation. I didn't want to talk about it. Thank you for the compliment saying I look like that man. He was a great man. Yeah, I appreciate the compliments, whoever that, keep them coming in. I'll take it all day at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's
We could skip through the scumbag pleading not guilty.
Oh yeah, that's, yeah, he's a, like, that's just like
The
the dumbest
funny
thing in
the
the world.
so the part I will touch on with him pleading, with his trial, that he's gonna get sentenced and he'll be in protective custody. They're not putting this man in general population. He will not make it.
No,
He
he's
said
that's what he said.
he
He was
said
in solitary like
he's
the minute he
yeah
stepped in there.
yeah he's because yeah everybody is after him right now. But I did find it amazing that I've never seen anyone be on trial in the courtroom and be enclosed in a bulletproof casing.
No, he like he's
They
like,
had him
no, he's,
bulletproof
yeah, he's, no, he's
from
public enemy number one right now.
in
Public enemy,
court. They're
yeah.
scared that you're gonna, there's a metal detectors to get to a courthouse, and they're still scared this man's gonna get shot.
No,
Like,
he's public enemy number
yo,
one, homie.
that is
Like, it ain't.
amazing. Like, that's how you know who Nipsey also is, man. Just that right there. For
But
someone
no,
to
but you
die.
think about it. The police, the LAPD was like, the dude was like, yo, he was like, when I saw the news, I had to read it. He was like, I read the name multiple times to see if it was right, because he couldn't believe it. Because that's what he was saying. He was like, yo, we were scheduled to meet with him the next day to talk through all of this. And he was like, yo, we've had, like, and then he read the email that Nipsey sent to him. He's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure Nipsey has gotten, helped him with a lot as far as like mediating the whole gang, you know, between gang culture and the police and all of that. I'm sure Nipsey has had a big hand in that. So it's like, you know, like, it wasn't, this ain't no joke. This ain't no like, oh, Nipsey did one or two things. This is like for real.
No,
Like,
this is a lifelong process that he's invested in. And like we said last week, he's the California Jay-Z, somebody who's grown up in it, reinvested into it, and has done a lot, since then. And yeah, this is gonna sting for a very, very, this is sting for a minute. This is gonna hurt. So RIP to Nip once again.
Yeah, RP the Nip. This will not be our last
I'm
time
not,
talking about
yo,
it.
I'm not, I'm not definitely end up getting something tatted. I might not get his face, like people getting his face tattooed. I'm gonna get like the prolific joint he got on his head.
Yeah.
I might get that somewhere. Like maybe like behind my
Nah, I mean,
ear,
and like
maybe
the
like
what?
on an elbow or something. I don't know, but I'm gonna get prolific or something. Like something that he has tattooed,
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it on me somewhere. Like I have to.
Yeah, no, I mean, you, it's any, it's, I mean, he's, there's a lot you can do that just to pay homage. Just that is the, you, I mean, the people, I've seen a bunch of people get like his face tatted, and like none of them have been trash. Like every,
No,
all of them
people,
have,
no, nah, because you
they've
can't
all
mess
have got it, yeah.
that up.
Yeah, was like, Rose just got it. He just got him on his leg.
Yeah,
He's
he got him on
talked
his
about
leg.
it. Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Nobody has like, it's been trash, so they've all been good. But you can do like just you could do like the checkered flag for like the victory lap, the marathon
Definitely.
continues. Like it's different ways you can go with it,
Yeah,
for sure.
definitely. I love that. I mean, it sucks that he's getting all his exposure now, but he did own all of his masters, which is
Yeah.
very rare in music industry. So if you are streaming the music, keep streaming it. Lauren and the kids are getting all that, you know, that let's take care of that family. Let's help them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate all that. I'm about to get a t-shirt. I'm gonna get Layla a shirt with his face on it or something. We definitely gonna be repping. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, he, I mean, so it's not a super mundane episode. We'll try to keep it, you know, got some other things to talk about, but it's no way we could not talk about the
Definitely.
man. Yeah. What else we got? What else we got? Let's switch up. Go switch up the switch up the boot a little bit.
Cardi B, you see my girl Cardi. Officially, it's been a year since Invasion of Privacy. She's celebrating her
Yeah.
year.
Yeah, I did see that.
This album is
Yeah.
still fire. To me, the album is still fire. On my memories on Snapchat, actually, because I remember when I got out of work at midnight, I put on it. I put on the intro, of course, because I started front to back, and I recorded the intro because the intro was fire. It had that Dreams and Nightmares intro kind of feel. And so I reposted it on my snap. I was like, yo, this intro is still fire to me. It was just, I still love that album. So shout out to Cardi on her 1 year anniversary. That's my girl. Team Cardi
Nah,
all day.
that's fair. I give it to you. That's fine. What else we got going on? What else? What else?
The
That
Joker.
I be forgetting. Oh yeah. Let's
Joker,
talk.
Joker,
Let's talk.
Joker.
Let's talk.
Joker.
So yeah, I sent you. Make sure you saw it. How you feeling about it? Like initial. What was your like
All
initial?
right.
Like you watch it and
So,
then.
okay. So before I even watched it, I saw like the flyer. I saw they were making a Joker film, and I need an agent because I feel like I could do a better. Before I even saw the trailer, I feel like I could do a better Joker than damn near anyone. I could come close to, if not beat Heath Ledger. I don't care what nobody says. Hear me and hear
Oh,
me now.
wow.
R.I.P. to Heath Ledger.
Okay.
He was amazing. R.I.P. Heath Ledger. He was incredible. I will not downplay how amazing. I can't say enough. I might not pick it as my best, my favorite superhero movie of all time, but he was incredible. I will never say he was not incredible. Okay, R.I.P. He was amazing. He's a legend in that role. I feel like I could do as good, if not a better job, at being the Joker. I just feel like that. So I need an agent. Can you be my agent? Can you get me a role in a Joker? Can I get a Joker role with somebody? Can somebody sign me up? Jesus Christ. But that was my initial thoughts. I'm like, if they're not gonna keep doing this, then throw me a bone. After I saw the trailer, I'm like semi interested. Like it looks okay. Like I'm gonna go see it. I'm a Joker fan. I got it tattooed on my ribs. I'm gonna have to see it. So I can't just fake the funk. I gotta, you know, walk the walk. I'm gonna go see it. I'm not too excited about it though. So how do
Yeah,
you feel?
here's so like I didn't see anything. Like I need to see like that follow up. Definitely gonna need to see the follow up trailer, like which they probably won't show for a while, probably until like midsummer. Because I didn't see enough to make me. And then, I mean, unfortunately, like from here on until the end of time, anybody who decides to play the Joker is going to be compared to Heath Ledger, and so it's an
Yes.
automatic L, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. You're in the losing column.
Yeah, so I mean, I think It was like you said, like it was okay. Like I mean, like I think the dude that's playing Joker, Joaquin Phoenix, he's a great actor. Loved him in Gladiator. He was amazing. I just don't like. I'm just saying, like I didn't see enough, and I'm trying to figure it out. Like, which is kind of like the, but the only thing I will say is that when like the Dark Knight trailer first came out, and we saw Heath Ledger's Joker, everybody would clown him. Everybody was like, "Yo, this looks like trash. What is he doing? Heath Ledger, what is he doing? This don't even look good." We didn't really see the Joker a lot in the trailer. It was just like, okay, but what we did still, we was like, this is gonna be trash. What is he doing? This is comical. And then it ended up being the best Joker in the world. This, unfortunately, this Joker, we see a lot of them. We don't see a lot of them, but we don't see a lot of them in
In
character as
action,
Joker, like in action.
we see like going
So
up to it. We see the
yeah,
buildup.
we see the build up. So like, and then, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if this is just like the build up. And then it's some of like once he is Joker, but not a lot. It's more of like what led him to this place. So
Okay,
I'm
that can
trying
make
to
sense.
yeah. So I'm trying to withhold judgment before I just kill it, because I'm trying to think like when we all saw Heath Ledger's Joker, and like
Well,
we all kind of like we all killed it, and then after we were like, oh nah, he killed it. So it's just like, I'm holding off because I don't really know. I can't really tell if it's more of an origin of how he became how he was, or if it's going to be him in action, just being like, it's going straight sicko mode.
So the issue with the Joker is that there's so many different versions in comic books of the Joker.
Yeah, you have more knowledge on this. School me.
So there is the quote unquote psychopath that Heath Ledger played. There is a more like clown, like it version, which is what they seems like they're going with this origin film, where he really was a clown. They have the mob boss Joker, which was in Suicide Squad. They have very like you know they have many different versions of the Joker, and no one is sticking to one. Everyone is trying to make each a version instead of like so it's hard to compare. Like nobody liked Suicide Squad's Joker. I kind of liked it because it was you know I liked the mob boss Joker. I did like him in the comics. But it's hard to beat psychopath crazy Joker. Like no one has tried to redo that exact Joker.
Which I
Like you know
mean, right now you just can't.
you
Like I mean,
can't. Yeah, it's it
yeah,
would
you
be
can't.
damn near
Like, which
impossible
is
to redo that
yeah, which is
Joker.
I guess why they're trying
Which
to
is why
go
they're
for the
doing all the
other
other ones.
versions of the Joker, because it's like, all right, we can't do that one right now.
So yeah, it's gonna take a while for somebody to try to redo that Joker. The only time somebody has done it was the animated The Killing Joke. That Joker was crazy, but he was more, I want to say, calculated in the sense that he was more in the Killing Joke. I don't know if you've seen it or not. If you
I
haven't, I will send you, I will bring you, I will walk to Jersey, I will drive to Jersey, and I will bring you my copy. I will bring you the comic with it so you can read it, you can watch it, whatever you feel like doing. He and the Killing Joke, they made the animated movie. They didn't make it an actual film. I wish they would, but he in that film is trying to prove to Batman that all it takes is to have one bad day. Because he's
Oh yeah,
telling his
you did tell me
story.
about that. You did tell
Yeah,
me about
he's
that.
telling his story about how he became Joker, and it was just he had a bad day. So he's trying to prove to Batman, so he puts him through hell, and it ends the way it ends. But that's the only Joker, if they would make it a real film, would compete with Heath Ledger's Joker. That is the only one. There is no other comic book, there's no other story, there's no other version that could compete with Heath Ledger's Joker besides that exact comic, that exact animated film. Until then, it's not gonna happen. That's just what I believe. And as much as like I said, as much as I don't pick it as my favorite superhero film, he is definitely the best Joker of all time. He will stay that until they do the Killing Joke as an actual film with real actors. Please sign me up to play that Joker so I can body it. And that's that. That's that for the Joker. I
yeah.
need an agent.
All right, we'll work on that. Hopefully, once Two Friends really takes off, then the buzz will be out there. We'll redirect
Definitely.
people to this episode,
Yep.
where where you put it out there that you wanted to be a
And
Joker and
it will take some time because I mean we do have time because if you once you watch this comic or like read it, whatever, you will see that in these times we cannot release this as an actual film. It cannot be an actual film.
Oh,
It
it's
has
like
to stay.
dark, dark.
Yeah, this is dark. So in these sensitive times we cannot release this film as an actual film. So we have time till we blow up and then somebody sign me up and I can play it. Hopefully I could do even better than I think I could now. So let's just see how that turns out. But yeah, this is a very dark Joker.
Okay. But yeah, that was just initial thoughts. I'm with
I'm
reserving
waiting
my
for another
right.
trailer.
Yeah, I'll wait for another
Yeah.
trailer or to get more on what it's actually about before I like judge it because yep, I just remember Killing. I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be trash. Heath Ledger's the Joker, what?" And then I was definitely wrong. So,
Yeah.
I'm
We were
like,
all
yeah,
pleasantly
a lot of
surprised.
us were wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some good news for Beyonce and the Hive.
Oh, yep. Adidas is
She
taking over the world.
yes, she signed a lifetime deal with Adidas, and
Jesus Christ.
yeah, so yeah.
It's over. Nike, you lost. You did a
No, I
great
mean
job. No, they
Nike's all
lost.
right.
They got
Nike's okay.
Kaepernick. They signed Kaepernick. That was cool. That was great for them. The
But I mean,
Hive is
yes.
stronger than everything, bro.
Yes, I mean,
Adidas is
like, yeah, it
about
doesn't
to. I
matter.
mean,
It
Nike's
doesn't
not gonna go out of
matter.
business or nothing like that, but
No. But
Adidas is gonna
anything
go
that's, yeah,
crazy right now.
anything that has Beyonce's anything on it, it already sold out. It's already
Yeah.
sold out. Like, they already didn't make enough of it. Yeah.
How much of it did the missus already purchase?
Well, I mean, I don't even know if she knows about it. I'm sure she does. We
Oh.
haven't spoken about it yet, but
Oh. She gonna
yeah,
be
I'm
mad that you didn't
sure
tell her ahead of time. You
there
went
definitely will be.
3 weeks in
I
a
know,
row,
I know. Yeah. Well, you know what? Whatever.
bro.
I'm in trouble for that one too.
Yeah, you are.
But yeah, no, it but yeah, I mean, no, Adidas definitely they definitely won 2019 with that move just because and according apparently Reebok was first. I guess Beyonce had met with Reebok, but then she felt like it wasn't diverse enough. Like it wasn't enough
Yes.
diversity. And of course Reebok came out and was like, no, that absolutely is not true. They met Beyonce and were still having conversations back and forth for months. But then she decided to go. But sounds like they were just trying to make it seem like they're not racist or not diverse. Or that they're trying to make it seem like they are diverse, but they definitely lost. Because now, yeah, no, Adidas.
Whatever her reason was, they lost. It doesn't matter if she just said, I don't like the logo. Whatever her reason was, Reebok should have changed their logo. They should have changed their team. They should have changed everything. Because once you get Beyonce, you get the Hive and it's over. It's a wrap.
You know what's very interesting though is that she didn't sign with Puma with her man. So now,
Yeah, that was
like,
interesting. That's going to
seriously,
be an
because they could
interesting
have
household.
really, yeah, because it's just like you got Team Puma on one side, which and then you got Team Adidas on the other. And I mean, we already know that Jay-Z doesn't stand a chance. So yeah, like, but I mean, it's just that's just like an interesting take, which as far as just like. You know, just two people in the same household who just pretty much put a chokehold on the clothing and apparel industry. I mean, Jay-Z already did that with Rockaway, and then it's like, all right, cool, I'll double back now. Now my wife will basically take over Adidas in a lifetime deal. She pulled a LeBron on him. It's like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Did
I mean, yeah.
they put a number out?
Nah, they didn't put a number
I don't
out,
think there
but
is
it's
a
just
number.
like
I don't think there is a
you can't put
number.
a number on lifetime. It's just like that's infinite.
Or
That's until the day you die. Like we will just continue to make money together. Like and after you're done, after even after that, then we will still continue to
royalties
make
go down
money.
to the kids,
Yeah,
yeah.
like that's lifetime. That means like
Jesus
that's not
Christ.
just her lifetime.
Well, like
That's her
maybe
kid's
maybe may, may
lifetime.
yeah, I'm sure there's no like there's no number for like the term, but I'm sure there was a number for that signature, like a signing bonus.
Oh yeah. I mean,
That
yeah,
number I
there's
need to know.
Oh
That's the
yeah.
number I need.
Oh yeah. What'd you say? I'm thinking that signing bonus was probably a cool 50. Cool
50
50.
mil?
His 50 is a cool. No, actually, no, that's light. 'Cause what night LeBron got
Yeah.
90
She
coming out of
got
high school.
she might have got a
She
bill.
got
She might
250.
have got a
She got
million.
250. I think she got 250. That's a 250 starter. It's like that was really just to sign your name, just to agree so that we can publicly rub it in everybody else's face that we just signed Beyonce. Like that was 250, and that was just like, here you go, here's 250 to go buy the kids something nice. That's all that was. That wasn't like you had to do any work. That was just like, please just sign this paper so that we can make it
Yeah.
official and we will give you $250 million.
I think she even got more than that.
I mean, I'm not, yeah, it's a lifetime deal. So as much they she they're gonna make that whatever that initial
Yeah,
number
they're gonna make it
was
back.
just for her to sign, they already made it back once they announced. Once they
Yeah.
went public, they were like, yep, we made that back.
Stocks
They made
went
that
up
back
in
in 10 minutes.
Adidas. Yeah, they made
What?
it back in 10
What?
minutes. Like, it was so
What?
quick, bro. They're
You know how
so
much money
smart.
she's about to make them? Like, she's about like she might have some stock in. She might have some options in Adidas.
Oh,
That was
yeah.
definitely in the contract. That was
Definitely.
definitely in the contract.
I am happy that I am single. I don't have to deal
What?
with
Oh, so you don't have to buy
Kylie's.
anybody.
I don't deal
You
with Kylie's makeup. I don't got to deal with Beyonce's Adidas. I
don't
am
gotta get
chilling on
Rihanna's
it.
makeup. Yeah,
I know
Rihanna's
Rihanna, Fenty, nothing, yo.
Fenty, yeah, like
I
lucky
am
you.
sitting
No Fashion
pretty
Nova,
right now.
no Cardi B
No
Fashion
Fashion
Nova
Nova.
stuff.
Yep, yo, this, yo, women are running stuff right now in this industry, low key. And
It ain't
I
low, no,
have.
it's high key. It's very
No, it's
high
definitely
key.
high key. Well, no, Beyonce made it high key. I think Cardi was like low key, like we knew about it, but it wasn't like
Well,
this kind
hers
of
was just,
news.
it wasn't no lifetime deal. It was just like here and there.
Yeah, she had like a
Doing a little,
collection.
yeah. No, this is high key for sure.
This
And
is,
then
yeah.
followed that news up with like, oh, I'm also doing a Netflix doc on her Coachella joint from last, or her Baychella
Yeah.
from last year. So that's gonna be fire.
You know
That's
how many
gonna be
views that's
fire.
gonna get?
Oh my God, that's gonna
Yeah,
kill. Was that the joint with the people that couldn't see?
Bird Box. Oh, yeah, shattering Bird
It's
Box.
going. Oh my God, it's going to destroy Bird Box.
I don't even know how Bird Box got that high.
It was just like it was social media. It was just like not knowing what it was. That's what I'm saying. Like that's the thing. You just never know what's going to hit. And if
Like,
something become could
I
it become
was,
a meme, and then it's just like
yeah.
it just take off, and it just go viral. Then it's like it make people just want to go watch it. Like all right, I gotta know what these memes mean. Because it's like
I
I'm
was
just
on the
getting.
other side of the fence watching Bandersnatch, the Black Mirror movie that came
Yeah,
out.
the Black Mirror joint, yeah.
That was fire. And I'm watching that 40 freaking times because I'm trying to get all the endings because there's like nine endings. So I'm trying
Yeah.
to get every single ending out of this. And everybody's telling me to watch Bird Box. I'm like, dude, I'm not done watching Bandersnatch. Like, I'm on the
Yeah.
60th
Oh yeah, it
watch,
did
40th.
come out around the same time. Nah.
Yeah. So I finally had to come out of the bubble and watch Bird Box. And I'm like, that made me stop watching Bandersnatch for, that made me stop watching Black Mirror for this. What? I'm going back. And then I got all the endings and I was good after that. I could sleep easy. It took me two sittings, 4 hours each, 8 hours to get all the endings.
No, I still haven't watched it. I'm just like I feel like that was more of just the same as Bird Box. I feel like it was like if you didn't watch it in the moment while it was hot, you just kind of like it's one of those things was like, yeah, well,
You missed a boat.
you gotta like I gotta like be at somebody's house and it's like on, and then
Yeah.
I just and I'm like, all right, cool, I guess we're watching it, but I can't ever see myself just like going to watch it. I feel like I missed that wave. Sorry.
It was great
What
though.
else we got? Yeah, it was that. I mean, I guess. I guess.
I
But yes,
guess.
shout out to Beyonce and the Beehive for killing
Taking over the
2018 and
world.
beyond. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole hive signed a lifetime deal.
Yeah, they all did. They all signed a lifetime
If
deal. Yeah.
I see any hardcore Beyonce fans rocking Nike, I'm roasting
Yeah,
them
yeah,
from here
yeah.
on
Oh
out.
yeah, y'all gotta toss all y'all Nike gear, all of it,
Yep.
every
Toss.
Nike.
I want to see where the
Shooting
real
got.
fans is at now.
Yep. Come on, Beehive. Toss them. Oh, it gotta go. Adidas or die. That's it. That's it.
Love the Hive.
Yeah. We went in on the Hive last week. No, we trying to kind of ease it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you, Hive. Love you, Hive. What else we got? Oh, did you hear about the MJ doc and how there was like inaccuracies in it?
Oh, here we go. See, it's gonna gotta finish it. So what inaccuracies now?
So the one dude, I forgot his name, not Wade, I think the other one. In
Okay.
the doc, he talked about he made it sound like he was so sure, but he said something about one of the times when, MJ allegedly like raped him or whatever, or molested him. But he said it was in like the one of, I guess, the train station house or whatever part of Neverland.
Okay.
But the part, and he like tried to say the date. I think he said the date and everything. But then I think it was the guy who actually built that part of Neverland was like, yo, this part of the, like this part where he said this happened wasn't even built yet. So he's like,
Oh.
this thing wasn't even built until whatever time. So how could you be so sure that it was happened here at this date, but it wasn't even built yet? So then, like,
Ouch.
of course, yeah. So of course now
You
the
get caught
director
one
took.
line.
Yep, you can call one one line. So now it just kills everything because now this is not like a just a this ain't no like student project doc. This is a doc that was out on
Yeah.
HBO that like pretty much was made to kill the character of this man who was already gone. So it's like, yo, you're not fact checking nothing. You just like they say whatever they say, and then you just taking it. So the director took heat, of course. Now Wade and the other dude taking heat because nobody. It was already a controversial thing just because it was like. Like, what are you doing this for? It's nothing more than a money grab because the money, the guy's already gone. There can be no
Yeah.
justice. So all you want is money, isn't it? And attention. So now this just kind of like further drew that cause because it's like, yeah, like now, as from the director's point of view, like, cool, these guys say whatever. You're not fact checking anything. You're just taking a word for it because it's already a one-sided, it's a one-sided thing. Like
Yeah.
you think Michael Jackson did it. So they can say anything, and now if nobody's fact checking, then it's just all believe. So that I was just like, well, that's one lie, and that's all it takes. And now the
Yep.
credibility, which was already shaky because these guys lied before, is now pretty much 100%
Gone.
shaky. Yeah, because.
It was funny because we mentioned this before about the Me Too movement, and we said if any of these females come out lying, the whole Me Too movement is dead. We mentioned that before. So yeah, that's what happens. I mean, it goes both ways. You know, if anybody gets caught lying, your whole argument becomes shaky, and once the foundation is shaky, you are done.
And I mean, nobody was already. This one was already like the R. Kelly one was like, we all was like, all right, yeah, nah, he got to go. But this one, most people either didn't watch it or like was slow to watch it or like, eh, I don't really, I'm not really here for it. And so now, yeah, anything that isn't, that goes against that or just isn't like concrete evidence or makes it seem like they didn't fact check it is just like, yeah. Just feeding into like, yeah, I knew it was something going on here.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just that was a story that popped up that I was like, oh yeah, I just wanted to talk on that real quick about how these guys pretty much like I'm like there was like no fact checking. It's just like just goes to the whole idea that you say whatever, and most people aren't like no most people aren't going to go like, oh okay, yeah, let me he said it happened here. Let me go check the
Yeah,
dates to see when this was built or this and
because you
that.
would like. Especially the guy who's the director, you know, he's probably like, ain't no way somebody, even if he's lying, who gonna tell me he's lying? Like, he's Michael's dead. But he
Yeah.
ain't consider like the guy who built the damn place. Like, what, you know, Michael
Yeah.
built it himself?
Yeah.
You know, he ain't consider somebody else speaking out. He just thought it was gonna roll easy. Michael got a just as crazy fan base as Beyonce. So.
Yeah, so
And Michael's still innocent to many people, so you can't do something and have it not get challenged. If you ain't challenged it, somebody else definitely will challenge it. You should have challenged it first.
Yeah, I
You
mean,
just
he's
he just a whole dummy.
yeah, no, that just, it's just not. This is one of those situations where you're like, yeah, well, that did not definitely didn't. I don't know what your point of this doc was besides attention and money grabs, but you definitely didn't help out. I mean, I wish it would have came out sooner because then it would have definitely killed his credibility even more. But
Yeah.
I'm glad it took a hit.
I mean, we have sports. We gotta
Oh
go into
no!
sports
Oh,
actually.
yeah.
Wait, you
Hold
got
on.
something?
Before we do sports, yeah, I got something else. How about we? This was like probably what episode 2 or 3 when the divorce between Bezos and his wife first got reported, and
Oh,
it's now
yes.
official. And she, with the stroke of a pen, became the fourth richest woman in the world at a cool
Jesus Christ.
$35 billion. Cool, $35 billion. That's all it took, and just a stroke of a pen, and bang, just like that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I definitely said that she was with him in the beginning. She was there when he was out the garage selling books. So she gets some money. 35 billion, bro? Jesus. 35 billion? I get it. You was with him shooting the gym. I get it. But 35? Drake?
Well,
But they haven't badmouthed each other. It's only been positive with each other. I mean, he ain't got no choice but to be positive at this point because she gave the woman 35 billion, so
I mean, they
might as
seem
well.
cordial. She said, in a quote, she's like, happy to be giving him all of my interest in the Washington Post and Blue Origin and 75% of our Amazon stock, plus voting control of my shares. And then he said, grateful to all my friends and family for reaching out with encouragement and love. It means more than you know, Mackenzie, most of all. So, I mean, he's still the richest person in the world.
After losing 35 million.
He lost $35 billion and still is worth his shares, because he still has 12% percent Amazon stake, which is valued at $107 billion. And let's just that alone, his 12% is worth $107 billion. And then he has other assets which roughly are worth $4 billion. So, I guess he's not hurting. He took a hit,
Yeah,
but
he took a scratch.
he took a small dink, but like he ain't, the lights is still on. Like he don't have to worry about where his next, he ain't living paycheck to paycheck.
That's for sure not happening.
But that, I feel like, interesting question before now we get to sports. And
Oh,
hopefully this
I don't
keeps
want to
him
take
in
a hit. I don't want to
trouble.
take no heat. Yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
God.
but here's an interesting question, because here's the thing, like the whole idea of like prenups or whatever, or like, and it can go, it's not just men, like men asking a woman for one, it could be a woman asking a man for one. Because now my thing is like, now
Tread
here,
lightly.
like I know I'm trying to I'm trying to I'm trying to dance I'm trying to tap dance but still get the point across. Okay, so like, because like she was with him from the beginning, got it. So I'm sure she was an integral part. I'm sure she was helpful. So if now something becomes that successful and you give her a part, cool. She has her $35 billion and she's good to go. But like, do you feel like it's right or it's fair, the whole concept of like, cool, we could have both started with nothing. I could have, this could have been more so my baby than your baby, as far as like me putting the work in, and now it becomes super successful, and now automatically somebody else gets half just because.
So you're asking me about
Especially
prenups.
if prenups or, but let's just say, well, I'm saying prenups because that's like that's the only way it can actually happen. Or like, do you feel like people should be feel like have a right to feel obligated that, well, you know, I stayed with you for X, Y, and Z amount of long, and I should get some of what you worked for, even if I didn't really work for it.
Okay. Give me a second. let me think.
Yeah, because I'm like, yes, if they're there from the beginning, and especially okay. if there's a lot of tough days, a lot of hard days, but they stuck it out with you, and you know they helped you through it. Yes, I feel like you should be. But my thing is like, because if you're not doing it, if you stuck it out and you weren't doing it for a reward at the end, then why now, if it doesn't work, do you want a reward now?
Yes. Okay, so if I'm Jeff Bezos, she's not getting that much money from me. She might get a cool 20, which is still a lot of money. She's not getting $35 billion from me.
At that point, we just talking like, what's the billions. Extra 15 billion? What's the extra 15 billion when you got 107 in the bank?
That's true. I guess it's all or nothing at this point, right? Is that what we're discussing?
But that's my thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I think it depends.
Because I feel like she was there in the beginning, she might have been more integral and like, because she had stakes in it, which as you, she probably should have. But she had stakes in it, and she was like, she was a part of like some of his other ventures. So like, she was like okay. more invested. But I'm talking about like now, yeah.
If I am with a female and I start something, she's with me, she's in it for the long haul, she's helping me with everything, right? She has stake. I'm buying her stake. Whatever that stake is, I want that back. You can have the money for that stake. I want all of the stake in my company back. I will pay you for that stake. I'll buy it off of you. I'm not giving you anything. I will buy that stake off of you because I want my company back. That's what I would do with her. But as far as someone else that wasn't there from the beginning, you're not getting a dollar. That's the best way. That's the best way.
Like, nah. So you, I mean, you would be all in on a prenup.
If you wasn't there from the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you just never know. Someone's real. You don't know the truth until you really get somebody mad or you hurt somebody.
Yeah. That's true. Like, you know, I mean, at that point, because yeah, you don't know what they there for.
I've been hurt, and I'm just like, cool. Like, enjoy your life. Get away from me, please. Like, I don't want nothing from you. Just feel free to be out. If you want to take anything with you that is mine or yours, you take it all with you. I'm good. I just need you gone. I just need that energy out of here. So I've never tried to take anything back. I've never tried to like none of that. I've never tried that tug and pull kind of game. So I would hope that gets brought back to me. Like, you know, if I'm with a female and I get real successful and then we end up splitting, I hope that she's just not like, oh no, I was with you when you didn't have nothing. So you built this whole empire. I'm gonna need half of that. No, you don't actually. You need to leave with what you came with. And that's that bag of clothes you came in. I still got your suitcase too, actually. I kept it in the attic just in case. I still got your suitcase with the flowers on it. You come get that. I still got your grandma's suitcase. We go fish that out the attic and we go bring that out. I have you all your old clothes. You thought I would throw them away because I bought you all this Fendi and Gucci. No, 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 no. I got all your old clothes. If it don't fit, I'm sorry. But here you go. Nah, she can take it all. Just you can't take my money. Nah, you can't take my success. Can't take my business. Can't take my money. I'll buy my business back. That's the money you can have because I want my business back. I want it 100% mine. I don't want it to be any of yours. I don't want you to have a single vote in anything that gets done because I've been the brains behind this. I'm assuming he has been the brains behind it.
I'm assuming.
Like
all these people.
Not to say that woman can't be the brains behind it.
No, yeah, but I mean, it's Jeff Bezos. He's like, he's the face of Amazon. It's not like it was his wife who was the face of Amazon.
Yeah, so he's the brains. Yeah. So I would say take whatever percent stake she owned, buy that off of her, That money she takes and she goes, you don't get half of this or any of that, or we don't split the houses and liquidate assets and give you this. No. Give me that stake. I'll pay you for whatever that's worth. And then we split. That's it. It's over. Take all your clothes that, you can take the clothes, whatever cars I bought you as gifts, all the gifts, you can take all of that with you. But the stake comes back to me. I'll buy it off of you and we good. So I guess prenup, I'm with it.
Yeah, I feel like whenever a guy would bring that up, it's
Oh
always
no,
like
we're the worst. We don't trust
it always
them.
goes to like, oh, you already assuming the end before the beginning, and like you already like, why
You
are you
just gotta
already
protect
thinking about if
yourself.
it don't work? But
Listen.
yeah, my one thing is like, I wonder though, because like if females
Listen,
super
if I,
successful,
yeah, ask me, I
like
will sign
when
a
like you
prenup.
think when J-Lo was dating that backup dancer, wasn't she engaged to him at a certain point?
Yeah,
You think
he was
she
gonna sign it.
didn't you think she didn't have him sign
Hell
something?
yeah.
Like, that's what I'm trying to think of, people who like dated regular people who didn't have their own money. Like, I'm sorry, as far as females who like dated, may have dated like just a
Yeah.
quote unquote regular guy.
It
And
don't happen that often, but
but I'm just saying,
like,
whether like that same female who would get mad at somebody, at a good guy who he was super successful and came to the table with the prenup. I'm trying to think. I'm like, yo, if you were super successful, millionaire, and I was just a regular Joe Smo working a 9 to 5, like you would just not want a prenup at all. So like something go wrong, I'm just getting straight up half. Wait, didn't wasn't did that happen with Mary J. Blige? No, was it
I
Mary J.
don't
Blige?
know.
Or was it,
Did it happen with
I
Britney?
feel like, yeah, that federal line.
Britney. He federlined her. Yeah. K-Fed. Yeah. See? And he probably smooth talked it like, no, baby, we don't need that. I love you. He probably smooth talked it. And nah. Listen, if I ever date, I have a few celebrity crushes that I would love to date. Tori Kelly, you are on my list. I love your voice. I love you. Just to name one, just to pick one out at random. And if you have me sign a prenup, I'm signing before you finish the question.
Yeah,
I'm putting
I
my
just feel like at
signature
a
all
certain
over the
point, it's
place.
like, it's just like you just gotta understand, like,
Yeah,
yo, it has
it
nothing to
comes
do
to an
with like,
understanding.
yeah, like this don't define our love. Like, oh, if you really love me, you wouldn't make me sign that. If you really love me, you would understand why I want you to sign
Yeah, word. You would understand
that.
that. This. Not that I think it's gonna end, because I hope it never ends, but you can't guarantee those things. What I can guarantee is that this is mine and I want to keep it. So please sign this paper. Or we will just forever be in a partnership and never get married.
Yeah, it just made me think about that. I was just like, I mean, their situation's a little different because like she was there shooting in the gym, so she was definitely there throwing. She was definitely there getting the
Yeah, she
rebound
definitely, yeah.
and kicking
No,
it back to
she's.
him. So I don't
I'm
know,
okay with
35 million,
her.
folks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm okay with her getting some money. Get your money, sis. But it should have came along the lines of that stake that she owned. He could have bought it back, so he gets
I
his
mean, either
company back.
way, it's the. I
She's
mean,
still
but I
no. She's still
think.
gonna get bread, but
But yeah,
at
what
least
did
it's a
you say?
different. I think
You
it's
could have
more of a
got it.
business
You might have
deal.
got it at a discount. You might have
No,
died.
he. She might have
Got a
got
little
more.
discount.
She might have got
Oh,
more. Because I don't know how much stake she owned, like to
well,
buy
no, it said
his.
4%. Well, she keeps four. She's the 4%, which is 35 bill.
So she's keeping 4%.
So yeah,
Or did he give her
wait, wait.
35 billion and she's keeping 4%? Because that's hell
No,
no
I
for
think
me.
that's what it was worth. I think he gave her 4%, which is worth the 35 billion.
Oh, okay, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah, no. So she's gonna receive a 4% stake, which is worth 36 billion. So then,
Oh
if she decided to sell it, then, which I mean, for him, I think he still got off, because he didn't. I guess it, I mean, and I don't know what their contracts were or what there was in it, but all we know of
I
a
mean,
prenup is
4%,
half of
yeah.
everything. So.
I mean, 4% sounds like nothing, 'cause like she's gonna get dividends off of that. Like she's gonna get paid off of that. Like the residual checks is gonna come in. Like she's gonna get checks after checks. Off of that, off of 4%, because Amazon is crazy.
Bro, she
But
signed a piece of paper and she became the fourth richest woman in the world. Like she good.
But
She good. She ain't hurting.
had she stayed, she's probably the richest wife in the world. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah,
Sometimes
but
you gotta bite
I mean,
the
but at
bullet.
that point, it's like, what does that really mean? Like, do I really want to be the richest husband? Like, if my wife was the richest person in the world, and I'm cool, I marry her, and I'm the richest husband in the world. What does that really mean, though? Like, I don't really care. I don't
I
really
mean,
need that title. If I could be independently, I can just be the richest, the
all right,
fourth
but hear this
richest
out.
man in the world, or I
So
can
this
be
is
the
what I'm
richest
thinking.
husband in the world.
This is spitballing here. All right. If she sells at 4%, she has 35 billion. That takes a long time to run through. Lifetimes. But that's a hard number to run out of. She stays. There's no running out of funds. That man's not ever going to run out of money.
Yo,
35
she's not
billion?
ever going to run out of $36 billion.
I think she could. If she go crazy.
No, you could go. What? All right, cool. Let's just say,
She
let's
gonna
just
buy
play this
four
note.
islands. She gonna
Let's
buy
play
four
this game.
islands and build cities in them.
Yo, like, you can play that game and still not even touch. That's $5 billion right there. You still got 30 after you done bought 4 hours and built cities on them. Like, at that
She
point,
gonna
what else are you doing? Like, I'm
nah,
short of
she
giving it all away. Like, there's nothing. You gotta be crazy. That's like, is it? Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know how you blow through. Like, you give me $1,000 right now, and I can make it last. I'll make it last. So
Actually, we
like you.
different. We come from different times. We come.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So yeah, like I
We
get a
can make.
thousand dollars. Yeah.
I can make $20 last, bro.
What? Oh, I've done it plenty of times.
You know
So
what
I
I'm
got that
saying?
next check. What?
Yep.
Next check wasn't for another week and 2 days. I had to make that
Yeah.
$20 stretch. Yeah. Yeah.
So I could, yeah, you could definitely make a stretch, but when
But
you
my thing
have
is like, it's not like
so
she don't ha
much.
yeah, but it's not like she don't already have. She's already been living this lifestyle for a long time. So it's not like she's
Hey.
like hurting for anything. She probably already
Okay, but
has multiple islands. She already has a mini
so
city somewhere. So it's like,
where what helps and hurts her is yes, she's already lived this lifestyle. So that helps because like all the things she would have bought, right? She probably already has. Right? So as long as she gets to keep all of her belongings, like everything he's like all the gifts, you know, like I said, like take all your cars that I bought you, take the houses. Whatever, like I bought for you can keep it. So if she gets to keep all that, cool. She's not gonna run through it. But at the same time, to maintain that lifestyle might be a little difficult because his money and her money, even with that 35 billion, is it weighs a little different compared to his. So to maintain that lifestyle might be a little. That's why like all these like rapper baby moms like. They want like all this child support increases because they got to maintain the lifestyle, and it's hard. I mean, they're not getting 35 billion from the rappers, but you know they're getting a lot. They're getting way too much money to raise a kid. They get like $50,000 a month to raise a kid. Like, no,
Yeah.
but then they're
I mean,
asking
yeah,
for increases. You know what I'm saying? To
yeah.
obtain to you know to maintain a lifestyle when you don't. There's nothing to maintain. You have a child to raise. Raise your child. That's it. But
Yeah.
you know, she's gonna try to maintain this lifestyle that she's so used to living, and she might that well might run dry. I mean, she has 4%, so that's that money's gonna keep coming in. I'm saying if she sells it and only has a hard 36, 35 billion,
Yeah.
she could run dry. But keep the 4%, don't sell it, sweetheart. Listen
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, all
to
right,
me.
cool. Like, you
Don't
don't
sell it.
have to four into 36. What's that? 8 million, 8 billion, 8, 16, 24,
She can
36.
sell
No,
1% and
nine,
be chilling.
nine. So if you
Sell
sell
one.
1% at $9 billion, and you're just like, all
And
right, cool, I'm gonna go
cake.
splurge now and go buy. That's what I'm saying. There is no place in the world that costs $1 billion. If that the most expensive house in the world does not cost $1 billion, so it's like
How
they don't
much
live in a billion.
is Bill Gates' house?
It can't be $1 billion. And if it is, maybe his is a billion. But probably after he's built it up now to what it was. But I'm talking about just buying the actual
Nah, yeah,
space.
regular house,
There's no actual space that costs $1 billion to live in. So it's like, and I'm sure wherever they live in now, or and I'm they've been separated for a while, so she already has her own spot. They're not, I doubt they're living in the same house, but separated and on the verge of divorce. So she already has her setup. So
I mean, they have like
even if
six
she's,
houses.
that's what I'm saying. So if it's like, yo, all right, cool, pick a house, that's yours. I'll move all my stuff out. You move it in. Like, all right, cool. That's what I'm saying. I'm going house. That's like the most expensive thing that you would splurge on. That's probably already set up. So I don't think her well is gonna run dry. That's what I'm saying. And she was apart, so she was already doing stuff. So it's not to say that like now she just cold turkey, like has
Yeah.
no, she's not affiliated at all. I'm sure she's been, and like I said, she was already a part of other ventures they were doing. So yeah, I mean, shout out to Mrs. X Bezos for
Bezos.
signing a paper and becoming fourth richest woman in the world.
Actually, not that, because I
Yeah.
brought her up. Britney Spears checked herself into a wellness center. She's going, what is it, 2007, Britney again? She about to shave her head. Was it 2007?
Oh yeah. That was no, that was I feel like that was earlier.
No,
That
yeah,
was earlier.
2007, not 2017, 2007.
Oh, I thought you said
No, seven.
seventeen.
It was like 07.
Yeah.
She shaved
See,
her head.
something it was like
I
something with
think
her
so.
dad, right?
I forget what it was. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
No, I'm talking
right
about right
now.
now. Right now.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know what it was. I just wanted to check myself in, and I hit up one of my friends, who's a stan for Britney, just to laugh. I'm like, oh, there goes your girl, and she was like heartbroken, like I was for Nipsey. So I had to, like, it was funny, but then it wasn't funny because like she was like really heartbroken. I was like, oh, my bad, my bad.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
yeah, hit home
I was
a
like,
little
listen,
different.
my bad. I had to fall back on it a little bit. So, I mean, best of luck to her. Hope she gets better. I do hope she gets better. She has kids, man. She can't. I mean, I'm sure she has.
No, I think it was something with her dad. I think something happened with her dad and like took her out. Like and then just like took her into that. I don't think she just like was just like out bugging having a wild night. I remember re hearing about it later.
Okay.
It was like something happened with her dad,
Oh,
and it
okay.
just made her like decide to check herself into something like that. Yeah, it wasn't like she was just out
All
going
right, that's
crazy.
good.
I don't really have. I don't know what else happened in the culture before
I've
we go
been
to
so absorbed
sports.
with Nipsey that I really have not paid that much attention. I cannot lie. Although I'm having Did you see the first It? Well, not like the original, like the It that came out in theaters. Did we talk about that? Like the newer one.
The
Yeah.
one that came out recently?
Okay, so I'm
Yeah,
finally gonna watch it
that's the
today.
one.
Like after we record, after this podcast ends, I'm gonna actually watch it. I've only seen the original It, and it scared me to death. I'm still scared of clowns to this day because of that movie. But
Oh, you
no,
haven't
but
seen
I
the
will be
new. Oh,
watching it
you haven't
today.
seen the new one.
So you will get my feedback on
Oh.
that.
Yeah.
I hate it, bro.
Okay.
It's so whack. But it was a trade-off. It was an easy trade for me because they're gonna watch Get Out because they haven't seen Get Out yet. The people that I'm watching that with, like, how have you not seen Get Out yet? Like, what's wrong with you? You haven't lived your life. So,
And then they
pretty
start
much,
talking
yeah.
to you about
So it was a good trade. It was a good
I
trade-off. I get to watch Get Out for the third time, and
mean
I'll watch it for the first time. It is what it is.
yeah no it is pretty good. It's pretty
If
good.
you say it's pretty good, it's gonna be great because you don't even watch scary movies.
To me, because to me it was scary, but it was like one of those movies where like you see him a lot, so it's not like he's like it's not like the clown is kind of like you only see it like maybe like for a total of a 2.5 minutes for the whole movie between peeking out and like that air and then they're gone. Like you see him a lot throughout the movie, so it's like it's interesting. And then I just like seeing characters, actors play
Okay.
characters like that, just like the crazy kind. So yeah, but you get to see him a lot, so it's different. Yeah, I don't really have anything else on the outside of sports that's on my thing. Yeah, my only other thing is sports related.
If you don't mention it, I
So
will.
shout out to the
Go
what? What,
ahead.
Paul Pierce? That's what I was saying. That was on my list when I was like, but
Okay.
it's sports related. Yeah. Yeah, what's up? Get your boy. Get your boy. He gotta go. First of all, I already hate him on that. Like, I feel like he doesn't, like, why is he up there talking? Like, he's like, I don't know who decided, like, all right, cool. When we do ESPN, we do these games, you know who we should have as a commentator? Paul Pierce. I mean, like, I didn't really hate too many basketball players, but he's one
Is
of the
it because
ones
he
that I
played for
just didn't like.
Boston?
I just could not stand Paul. It's that, and I just didn't like his
He's the
game. It was just
truth,
so
bro.
corny. Like, he not fast. He don't really, like, why is he able, why is he
Good.
so, like, why can't he just be stopped? I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to give him that credit. I didn't want to say it. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. But my thing is, like, yes, he was so good, but he was so good on bad teams for
I mean, that
so
was the Joe Johnson
long.
effect. Joe Johnson was so good on Atlanta for so long, and they were so bad. Like, it was like him and Paul Millsap.
No, but they were winning. They were winning. At least they would get to. I'm talking about when it was just like Antoine, when he was like Paul Pierce, and it was like Antoine
Yeah, that was my
Walker,
dude, Antoine.
and like where they were like not even like where they were like
Yeah.
bottom of the East, and it was like yo because it was like, and I mean sorry to bring it back to Kobe, but I mean yo, Kobe was like Kobe was like good, and they were like even when they were like bad when he was like Smush Parker and them, he would still at least get them in the playoffs in the West. Like Paul Pierce was like having seasons where it was like, oh yeah, Paul Pierce, Paul Pierce. But the Celtics would win like 20, 25 games that year. It was like, what are we talking about right now? This guy is not a winner. It took him for him to get KG and Ray Allen. And then,
Rondo,
oh my
Kendrick
God, his like, did
Perkins.
you hear his argument for why he felt like, did you hear his argument for why he
He
felt like
said
he
if
was
he
better
had
than
Shaq and if he
D-Wade?
had LeBron, he would have six rings or something like that, right? I don't know.
Yeah, he basically tried to take, it was basically taking a shot at Kobe for having Shaq. It was a shot at LeBron for having D-Wade. It was a shot at LeBron for having D-Wade and D-Wade for having LeBron. It was a shot at both of them because basically saying, oh yeah, well, if I would have played with these guys, I would have more rings too. But it's like, okay, well, that's not, whose fault is that? Like, this is not, at the end of the day, like, you still wasn't that. And then, like, Jalen Rose killed him. He just read
Oh,
off
like
the
D-Wade's
stats.
accomplishments.
He was like, all right, cool. So, yeah. D-Wade's accomplishments versus his, and it was like not even comparison. It's like,
Yeah,
Paul Pierce,
like
what are you talking
first of
about?
all, D-Wade is easily, no argument, the third best player at his position of all time.
Third best shooting
Yes.
guard in the history of
Okay,
the
if you
NBA.
want to argue the one, two, three, just one and two, if you want to argue, leave D Wade at three. You can, but D Wade's in that top three, hands down. There's no question. Paul Pierce plays some shooting guard, a
Yeah.
lot of small forward. He's nowhere in the top three, top five, probably of small forward of all time.
He would. He's probably. He's not even
You can
top
think of
ten,
10 small
probably.
forwards. You can think of 10.
Small forwards.
Ooh, that's hard.
I would go. You can probably go LeBron. You can probably
Larry
go.
Bird. You
You can
got
go
Bird.
LeBron. You can go Larry Bird. You can go Scottie Pippen. You can go. Blah, 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 small forwards. Is Melo better than
Yeah.
Paul Pierce? Only reason we wouldn't say is because Melo doesn't have
Now,
a
without the
ring.
ring,
That's the only reason why you can't say.
talent-wise, I mean,
Talent-wise, Melo's better than
yeah.
Paul Pierce. Who else?
Kawhi?
Who else we going?
He's young, but Kawhi.
Kawhi. I would put Kawhi as better than Paul Pierce. And I'm trying to think all time also. Because this is what we talk about all
Yeah.
time, like. Paul Pierce is not. If we really took the time, we just named five players off the top of our heads better than Paul Pierce. You can't do
No.
that with D Wade, as far as
There's two
shooting,
you
as
can
far
name,
as in
and
his
that's it.
position.
You got Kobe and you got Jordan. It ends there, because if you don't say
That's
D-Wade
it.
after
And then
that,
that's
you
it.
probably get looked at with like you got 16 eyes. People are
Yeah.
you crazy. He's just.
Just what he did off of that, his first championship alone, leading the Heat
Yeah, they were, weren't they down
to that
0-1 or
championship.
0-2?
They were down, I think it was down, no, I think they were down,
2
was it
1?
2-1?
He
I think it was
went,
2-1.
he snapped.
Or it might have been
But he
0-2,
snapped, bro.
but he
Like,
went nuts, yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing about he had Shaq. He got the finals MVP for a reason. He carried them, yo.
He was working, what was that, against
Yeah.
Dallas? Or was it San Antonio?
Yeah,
It was
yeah,
Dallas.
yeah. No. It was San
No.
Antonio.
Who did they beat? Was it? Okay,
Yeah.
he was
Yeah.
irking them. Like, no, he earned that
Yeah.
finals MVP. Like, that was his.
There's very few and far between the clearer finals MVPs.
Yeah, and that was what, his second or third
Yeah.
year in the league? It wasn't like he wasn't
He
even,
was still a baby.
he was still
Yeah,
on
he
his
was
rookie
still a
deal.
baby.
Yeah, he was on his rookie deal.
There's yeah. All right, so let's go this route before we get to the college and everything else. Can you name like three off the top of your head of like your favorite finals performances, like in a series, like.
I mean, as much as it pains me to say, the LeBron and the 2016 against
I would have said
Golden
Kyrie's performance
State
in that, but okay.
wasn't, I mean, I'm talking about as far as the whole series, because LeBron was averaging
Okay.
almost a triple double for that series. And that just
Yeah,
almost blew up the
you
Pistons,
really
honestly,
did.
though. But I would say that, I
Okay.
would put D Wade
Okay.
in there. And then another one. Only on the I wouldn't put this up there, but as far as it being memorable, which is probably like a curveball, is the reason Iguodala got
Okay.
Finals MVP was because of like the defense he was playing and like coming up clutch against LeBron. That first
Yeah.
was that that first year that they won. I
No, he
remember
did his
like
thing.
him getting Finals MVP, and I was like, no,
Yeah.
it made sense, like because of like what he was like
Okay.
going how with it.
I would probably go. I'm gonna throw two at you that you're gonna be like, wow. In a losing effort, Iverson against the Lakers.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
They
Because
went.
it was they the 76ers definitely did not
Yeah,
deserve to be in that finals. When you look at that team that he had around him, you're like, wait, what?
did his thing in that
What?
finals. Him and Kobe went at it.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Dirk against Miami.
Yeah. But yeah, he won. Yeah.
Last one. Yeah, I guess I could say Wade or any one of Kobe's rings, because he's always, and I
Yeah.
even probably any one of Tim Duncan's rings too. It'd be hard to go against any. He's so quiet though. Like Tim Duncan's not like a like look at me kind of dude. He just quietly gets like 20 and
Nah,
10.
you just you he's one of the ones where you just gotta yeah, you gotta look at the stats and be like, oh
Yeah.
nah, he was putting up numbers. But it'll never be flashy. You'll never
I
be
don't
able to
think I've
just
ever seen
do
I've
the
never
eye test
seen
and
Tim
see it.
Duncan in a SportsCenter top 10 or like a highlight reel. Yeah,
Yeah, unless he was getting dunked
that's just
on.
but yeah, definitely Dirk and Iverson are in my
See.
top two probably. 'Cause Iverson watching him against the Lakers was probably one of my first finals I ever watched. That like I remember sitting down and watching,
Yeah, that was like the yeah.
and I was like, "Wow!"
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, you look at that team, Aaron McKee, Derek, was it
Derek
Derek
Cole was
Coleman?
Larry Hughes
Yeah.
on that? Was Larry Hughes
Eric
on there?
Snow. He might have been Larry Hughes, Eric Snow. Like, you look at that squad, you like, how? Like, yo, he I'm pretty sure that was the year he got
I think
MVP for
he
me.
brought average Joes to the
Yeah.
finals. That's crazy.
Yeah, you talking about LeBron bringing average Joes to the finals.
Yeah.
Like,
That
Jesus.
goes with that goes on the same level with
But I
Kobe
mean,
bringing Smush Parker and Kwame Brown.
Smush Parker to the
Yeah.
playoffs. Yeah, Kwame Brown. But I mean, you even look at the 2 years that Kobe won his this championship. Yes, you had Powell, but like the rest of the squad, like it wasn't that, it was just like a lot of good, decent role players
No,
that,
like, yeah,
I guess
that's
knew
really what
their
it is.
role.
Like,
But you had Jordan Farmar,
Jordan
Sasha Vujacic,
Farmar.
Shannon Brown, who was like, this is what I'm saying. Like, you got a bunch of names that, like, if you put them on any, it's not like if you put those same names on, like, outside of, like, oh, they played with Kobe, like you would be like, oh yeah, no, I get it. Like, no, they deserve, like, no, they could ball out. Like,
I
no.
got.
Because when Sasha Vujacic, when he wasn't playing, like he was on the Knicks. I think Sasha Vujacic, yeah, he went to the Knicks. It was
I got a Kobe
garbage.
question for you.
Like,
What is
yeah.
with the Kobe Jr. curse? So
What
Shannon
you
Brown
mean?
was Kobe Jr. and Kobe got rid of him. Well, I don't say Kobe got rid of him, but he was gone and he was trash. Like there, and who was it? Was Trevor Ariza another one?
But Trevor won. No, but I mean, Trevor Ariza had a pretty good career post
He's
Kobe.
fine. Yeah. But he's not Kobe Jr.
Mean, I
career.
don't
He's
know.
not
Where's he
like
at
a
right
like
now?
to get that Kobe
Well, I
Jr.
mean,
stamp,
nobody's gonna have
to
a
get that
Kobe
Kobe Jr.
career.
stamp, like it's like a curse. Like I feel like they were.
But nobody's ever really got. I think the only person who's gotten that stamp was probably Kyrie. Actually, Kobe did an interview the other day where somebody asked him, like, like the way Kobe went to Jordan
Yeah.
for like mentorship. Like, who in the league goes to Kobe for that? And he said Kyrie. He was like, Kyrie's like probably like the one that he talks to. Like, he was like actually a lot. He was like, I have a few, but then he was like, Kyrie's like the one who like really has like become what I was to Jordan. That's what he said the story of like when Kyrie won in when he won when they won in 2016. He was like. He was watching
Yeah.
a game, him and his daughter, and he got a FaceTime from Kyrie, like in the locker room. And he FaceTimed Kobe, like OD excited, like talking about like, yo, it works. Like everything you told me, like it worked, and how excited he was. So he was like, which I didn't know that story. So like, no, like he, I guess like Kyrie would be that Kobe Jr.
Yeah.
in that instant, as far as like, yeah. I didn't know that story, but
So
yeah,
Kyrie's the
it's like,
goat.
oh, of course, makes sense. That's why you. Yeah, ice in your veins. Even your boy, ice in your veins. It took him a few
Yo.
years, but that was under that Kobe tutelage.
Yeah.
That was that last year. He was there. He was there.
He's built for this.
Yeah. He's built for this. That's that. Yeah, that's
I
that
love
Mamba
this new D'Angelo
mentality.
Russell, bro. I love him right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He just needed to not be in, I guess, LA. LA was
Yeah.
a lot going on. Come to Brooklyn. A lot more low key, just ball out. That's all it is to do. Just ball out, I mean, yes, it is still New York, but it ain't New York. It ain't the Knicks, where it's just like a different vibe. Like Brooklyn is definitely more low key. Just call me ball out, and that's it.
Who do you think's gonna get MVP? He
Giannis, he
better.
got it.
I love how like wasn't this the year that Kobe
It's
challenged him to
Giannis.
get MVP? Because he's like, "What's my challenge?" He's the MVP. Was it this year? Oh, it was last year.
That was last year, but it was last. He did it last year, but I mean,
Hey, yeah, he'll
hey,
take it a
we'll
year
take
late.
it. Yeah. Yeah, nah, if he don't get it, nah, like, cool. James Harden got it last year, which made more sense. They were first in the. I mean, I'm not just saying James Harden's have a great year, but Giannis, he's averaging like 27,
He has
12,
the
like
best
five
record in
assists, a
the
couple blocks. They have the best record in the Milwaukee Bucks. Have the best record
Chris
in the NBA
Middleton.
with Chris Middleton as his bar as his number two. Like, come on
Yo, I
now.
like Chris Middleton, but at number
Like,
two, yeah. Who's their point guard? Is it Bledsoe? Okay, yeah.
Bledsoe. Yeah, but Bledsoe like started off the year. He's doing a lot, balling out a lot better now. But this beginning of the year, he wasn't it. Not it, Chief.
Milwaukee, best record in the league, yo.
Yeah, no, if Giannis don't get it, then something ain't
He
right.
has, he's so likable. It's not even like he's like one of those dudes that like you don't like, so like people don't vote for him. He's so likable. Like I could
Yeah.
see like if Joel Embiid was having a crazy season, like he's very like controversial. Like he's a very talkative, like he talks trash a lot. He trolls a lot. So I could see him not getting votes because of like that. But like Giannis is like, he jokes, laughs, he's always smiling. Like, he's just likable.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I would be highly surprised if in June when they give out the award, Giannis doesn't get it. Oh, and we just real quick, not to We don't have to spend too much time on it, but I was thinking about MVPs. What does it say for Westbrook that my man is averaging a triple double for 3 straight years, and it's kind of like, oh, well, that's just Westbrook, Westbrooking. Like he's averaging a triple double for 3 straight, and what he
So
did for Nipsey
that was
that
more
Brooks
impressive
was
than averaging a
amazing.
triple double for me,
I feel
because
like
you
for
have to,
yeah,
like,
that was amazing.
that's a premeditated thing. Like he
Oh
said,
yeah, no, he
I'm gonna go
definitely
out,
was like, I'm gonna pay
I'm gonna get
tribute
this
in
60
this
fam,
way.
20
Yeah.
20 20. They know what that mean,
Yeah.
yo. And to go out
Yeah.
and just do that,
They know what
like
that means,
at
yeah.
will, that's super impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. I just
That was
want
dope.
that's
That's your
yeah.
boy.
I
I
just
know.
want to yeah. He's of that mama mentality. Under that mama mentality tutelage. Yeah.
I was never a fan of him with KD. I'm a very big fan of him without KD. Because I always saw KD as
Yeah.
the guy, and I feel like as a point guard, you need to give it to the guy, and he wasn't giving it to the guy. So I was like, all right, I'm not really feeling this
Yeah.
dude. But then KD, went and joined the enemy. And I was like, all right, now it's yours. Now this is all you want it to be yours, is yours. Let me see what you do with it. And he did
Yeah.
his thing with
But
it.
like, yeah, no. I feel like Westbrook is gonna be one of the greatest players to ever
Probably.
win a championship.
He's
Like
John
he'll be in that
Stockton, Chris
Charles
Paul,
Barkley, Karl Malone, John
Chris
Stockton,
Paul.
AI kind of category. Yep, he'll have like crazy stats, and he'll be one of the
I'm
greatest players to never win a
already of the
championship.
mindset that Chris Paul's never gonna win a ring. I mean, it's I'm just,
No, he probably won't. His do you thank
yeah,
David Stern for that?
bastard. Broke my heart.
And he only got probably about another 2 years of good basketball before he hit his decline, if he don't hit it by
He's
next
so
year.
injury prone. If he just, yo, you know what's crazy? If he didn't break
That's
his
my
hand
thing.
last
That's what I'm
year,
saying.
they're probably in the finals.
No, they probably would have
Yeah.
won, honestly. 'Cause if that's what everybody was saying last year. It was like the winner of that Houston Golden State series
Yeah.
that was the finals. 'Cause it was like it don't matter. Neither one of those teams is
Yeah.
Cleveland being neither one of those teams. They would have had a better chance at being Houston, but they wasn't beating Houston. So that was the finals right there. But then when Chris Paul went down,
James
it was
Harden
like,
just had
oh,
to win
well,
one
that was
game,
it.
bro. Because Chris Paul could have probably came back for the finals.
He couldn't
One.
do it because
He's not. He's
he's
not.
not that guy. He's proven it over. Like I don't know what more y'all need to see. He's not that guy. Like 2 or 3 years in a row where it's like, yo, bro, all you had like you do all of this in the regular season, unstoppable, but you where it really matters now, and you can't hit a shot. He's not that guy.
Chris Paul needs to take over. He's too short. His issue is like he has the worst of the body. Like he's short, right? But AI was short, so that's okay if you're short. But AI was super quick. He had crazy handles. Chris Paul has crazy handles, but he's not super quick. He's
Yeah.
regular speed. Like he's not blowing past you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he can't run past you. He can't jump over you. He's just he's just methodical. He's just a great point guard, he's a great quarterback on the court.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a guy that's better than James Harden on that team, they're gonna lose. He needs a guy. They should, why didn't they keep Melo? They didn't give Melo a chance, bro. Melo
No, Melo,
Melo
honestly, I don't
did
think Melo's
Yeah, he
gonna
probably
play in
not.
the
Melo
NBA
didn't
no
even unpack
more.
his bags and they sent them to get packed.
Yo, Melo finessed the league out of so much money to just chill and just go do you and drink
Yo,
wine and
Hoodie
follow La
Mello
La.
finessed the league.
Hoodie Melo finessed the whole league
fans,
starting last summer. Not
he
this
finessed the
summer, last
fans.
summer.
We was all on go for Hoodie
He
Mello.
finessed OKC. Yeah, he was like, all right, I got to get out of New York. I'm going to go Hoodie Mello, finesse OKC, make them sign me. Didn't work out. Then he went more Hoodie Mello. Houston was like, oh, no, this is, it was just, it wasn't OKC because you see Hoodie Mello, he balling out. So it must have been just not a good fit. Houston was like, yeah, what did he play? Like, how many games did he play before they were like, nah, this ain't
He
it,
played like
bro.
four.
Yeah, they were like, nah, you know what? You don't have to come into work today. We'll pay you not to come
I've
into
seen
work.
somebody post. I think he's
You
back to
just
being
go
Melly
do
Mellow
you.
again.
Yeah, you want another check from somebody from
I think
LA.
somebody
Lakers
posted a
about to,
workout
Lakers is
video. I don't
definitely
know if it was an old one
about to
or
give him
like a
that
recent
check.
one, but I seen a Hoodie Mellow video and they said Hoodie Mellow versus Michael Jordan. Who wins? And I mean,
No,
yeah,
Michael
Michael
Jordan
Jordan's gonna work him.
works.
Just mentally tougher. Just off of that alone. But I mean, Melo's big. He's very like if Hoodie Melo is damn near unguardable, but Michael's too good. Like I can't put anybody against him. I just wish I could see like all these comparisons we do, if we could see them like actually play out one on one in their primes.
One day,
Technology's
I
gotta
don't know
do it.
how, but one day
Could you
technology is
pick
going to
three?
allow it,
Could you pick three
and
one
it's
on
going to
ones? Three
take
different one on ones. Of course.
Kobe, Michael. I would do Kobe, LeBron,
Okay.
both in their primes, because neither one of them was like, and like they never really gone head to head, like in a high stakes thing in their primes. And I would probably do Wilt
Oh,
versus
cool.
Shaq.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the two most dominant big men. They're just kind of like, what else would I do? I would do,
No, you
well,
can
I
pick
think that
another
was
one.
three. I
What you
guess
got? What
that's
you
it.
got?
I would just do like, and it's just straight shootout, Reggie Miller versus Steph Curry. Reggie Miller versus Steph Curry versus Ray Allen. And just like, at the
Okay.
height of their like shooting
That would be
careers,
nice
just
to see.
prime shooting prime, and just like a 3-point shootout, or like just like I don't know, something of like both of them in like the best season of their like as shooting career wise, and I would have them just go at it
I would
and
like to
just
see
fun. Yeah.
Russ and Derrick Rose.
Oh yeah.
Russ
You know what? I take back that Wilt and Shaq, and I'll substitute it for
Rose
that. Yeah.
in most of their primes.
Because Derrick Rose was definitely Russ before
I'm
Russ.
gonna throw a crazy curveball at you. I'm putting Kobe against somebody. It's not one of the two guys you said. I'm putting Kobe against Penny.
Who?
The original Shaq and Penny. I want to see, because Shaq said he should have stayed. He said they would have won several championships. Because he said, him and Penny is the original Shaq and Kobe. He bigged up Penny a lot. He loves Kobe. He still says Kobe's the greatest Laker, but he definitely bigged up Penny a lot. I would like to see how that works out because watching their playing styles, very similar. They can both dunk, they can both shoot. I would love to see Penny and Kobe go at it. So that's two. I'm not gonna say Kobe LeBron, Kobe Jordan because you said those. So I'm gonna watch your games and I'm not gonna watch. There's no point in watching. I'm not gonna put the game
That's
twice.
fair. That's fair.
My last game. You know what? Steph Curry versus Iverson.
That wouldn't be fair for Steph.
Don't think
It wouldn't be
so?
fair for Steph.
All right, all right.
No. Only because Iverson is so fast, and Steph,
Okay,
like, his foot quickness isn't there. But Iverson, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I want to
defensively,
put.
like, I feel like AI, because AI used to lead
It's
the
true.
league in steals. So, like, he was like, you know what
I
I'm saying?
want to
So he
put like
would,
a.
but
All right,
Steph
I want
Curry
to
ain't
try to
never
put
led the
like
league in steals.
a real defensive stopper against a real scorer. What if I put
I
Stephen?
would do Scottie
Okay,
Pippen versus Scottie trying to defend
that'd be
James
nice.
Harden.
I was gonna say, what about Steph versus
Yeah.
Gary Payton, the glove?
Oh my
You think
God, he would
so?
lock him up.
Ooh.
He would lock him up because that's the same thing. That's the same thing Chris Paul was doing to Steph last year.
Yeah, you
You
just gotta
just
kill
make it
him brief.
difficult for
Yeah,
him.
you
You like
rough
rough him up a little bit. Yeah, you rough him up a little bit, and then he gets thrown off his game. It's when you give him space and you let him come off those curls and
him.
like catching his
Yeah.
spot because he don't need long to shoot. But now when he can't even get up the floor before you bumping and grinding, well,
What would have
say
grabbed
bumping and grinding. Nah. But if but if you like making it, you like you making it rough for him, then he can't. He got knocked off. That's what happens every year in the playoffs, which is why especially in those big moments where people kind of have the same things for him, where it's like Steph don't really show up like that. It's because like he goes against people who like not afraid. Like he if he got what's that PJ Tucker or if he got Chris Paul or somebody on him or he got J.R. Smith when he was playing against Cleveland, like people who were not afraid to just be up in his face and to get a couple fouls, get a couple rough fouls just to let him know, like, yeah, this is what kind of night it's gonna be for you. And then it knocks him off. So yeah, I mean, I feel like Gary Payton would like, man, Gary Payton would talk, they said Gary Payton would talk crazy trash.
Can we
So
add Clay to that shootout?
yeah, Clay. Yeah, I think
Clay,
we can add
yo,
Clay.
Clay's so underrated. His cannon is unreal. He could shoot.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
But who would you
I
put your money
mind
on?
that. I'm taking. I was wanting to say Steph super fast, but Ray Allen is so. I mean, Ray Allen and Reggie are
Yeah, they're
crazy,
like
bro. Like,
in those moments,
that's
we've
what I'm
seen
saying.
what
That's what I'm
Reggie
saying. It
did
would
with
be an
7 seconds,
insane.
six. Yeah, we've seen what
Yeah.
Ray Allen did in the finals. Got that rebound.
Yeah, like we've seen Klay drop 37 in a quarter. We've seen Steph have the record for the most
Yeah,
three
like,
pointers in a game with
yeah.
what, 413, 14? Yeah, so it's like
They have,
they
yeah.
all got reason to make you believe that, like, yeah.
I'm gonna. Reg, like I'm just gonna start this off by saying Reggie Miller is my favorite player of all time. I'll start there. I might have to put money on Clay.
Wow,
Only
on
because
Clay.
I think all of them are better off the dribble than they are spot up shooters, except for Clay. I think Clay's the best spot
Yeah.
up.
Yeah, the Clay don't need to, he
No.
don't need to dribble
He
at all.
dropped
Just
how
catch and
many
shoot,
with like
literally.
four dribbles? He dropped like 50 points with what, like four dribbles or something like that?
Yeah.
The ball touches the floor. That man catches and
Yeah.
shoots damn near better than anybody in history. Like just to catch and shoot, I might take Klay. If we're gonna have them like do a little bit of footwork, I might go. It's gonna hard that I can't pick. But as regular spot up shot, I might take Klay. I wanted to say Reggie, then Ray, then I don't know. It's tough. It is tough.
Yeah, it's tough. That's what I'm saying. You give me that shootout, them four and
Two K
in
set
their
it up.
prime,
2K set it up.
and like that's what I'm saying. Like technology, like let's
We
go.
need to
Stop
see.
playing games. We should be
Yeah,
able to. We should be able to see.
there's definitely technology that we got. We can be in the TV with that joint. The Oculus. We got the VR TV.
Yeah.
Why can't we just
Yeah.
see the legends play each other? What's going on here? I want to see Shaq and Dwight go at it.
And
Shaq will
both of them in their
slay that
primes?
man.
Yeah. Well, it depends which
Orlando.
Shaq are we talking about. Are we talking about. Because
Orlando
people
Shaq.
forget Orlando
No, but
Dwight
Orlando
was a
Shaq was a
problem.
problem too. I'll take Orlando Shaq over Orlando Dwight.
That's what I'm. But that's what I'm.
Because Orlando
I don't
Shaq.
know. Because Orlando Dwight
No, he
was
was.
putting up
But the thing with
numbers.
Orlando
Like, he
Shaq
was.
was he had just came into the league and he was like he was slim. He wasn't big. He was fast. So he was running the full court. Like
Yeah.
he could
Yeah.
run in Orlando. Lakers, he was more of a post up dude. He gained the weight. He was post up, big body. But in Orlando, he could run the
Yeah.
floor. Like he was running like if he was a small forward. So I would probably take Shaq. If it was Orlando Shaq. Lakers Shaq. I might lean a little toward Dwight. I still be skeptical, but Suns Shaq or Boston Shaq or Cavs Shaq,
Oh yeah, no. After Miami, he was like, all right,
He's
Shaq,
the
it's
big
time to pull the
cactus. What you
switch.
talking
He went to
about?
like three other teams after that. Yeah. Big Cactus. Then he went from Phoenix to Cleveland to
He was
Boston. It was
torn.
like, all
He
right,
was
he
on
just
tour.
really searching. Yeah.
The final, the championship set. Who you got? before we head
Didn't
out.
mean to miss that. Yeah,
Yeah,
we waited
I
till the
forgot
end of
about
the
it for a
podcast
second.
to talk
We
about
got
it.
two NBA, two NBA in depth.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Texas Tech only because I feel like Virginia shouldn't have been in because that was a double dribble that wasn't called, which affected the game. And because I was rooting for Auburn because they were the quote unquote underdogs and it was fun to see Chuck root for them. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Texas Tech just because I feel like Virginia
I'm going
doesn't
with
deserve to
Texas
be in.
Tech because I went with them last week because why? Nipsey Hussle was cheering for them, and I'm sticking with that Nipsey Hussle vibe. Texas Tech is going to take this home for Nipsey. Sticking with Texas Tech.
That'd be
It
great.
would be
Yep.
great.
That's cool. Great story. Yeah. Cool. Well, that's
Yeah, I think
all
we're
I have.
good.
Think we're good. We hour and a half. We got to a nice PG-13 movie. About an hour and a half. You
There you
get
go.
in, get out. Call it a day. To the
Thank you,
listeners,
thank
thank you
you.
again for sticking with us for another episode of Two Friends Talking with Stephen Free. We definitely appreciate y'all listening. Always remember, every Monday we drop on your favorite listening services: Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, all of the above. We there. If it's there, we there. So. Until next time, Free, I
All
will
right,
talk to
bro.
you later. Yeah.